From The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Sex and the City, for years, Trump was an undisputed icon of money and power in pop culture. A new book by New York Times chief TV critic James Poniewozik looks at how television enabled Trump's political rise.
He had this fantastic instinctual sense to zero in on this change that was happening in the zeitgeist. You know, Ronald Reagan got elected. There's sort of a move away from the populism of the 70s to materialism, and it's okay to want things again. And Madonna's making the Material Girl video. And there's a real opportunity for somebody to become that sort of broad pop culture cartoon of, you know, I'm big and I'm successful and I'm living large and I'm not ashamed of it. And he embraced that fully and became sort of a media star doing that.
And Hollywood bought what he was selling. I mean, so much so that, as you describe in the book, they would create opportunities for him to show up in cameos to just represent richness and wealth in New York in particular.
Because once you sort of, you know, create yourself as the symbol of New York rich guy, that makes you a useful shorthand that, you know, people can use if they need somebody to appear, yeah, in a sitcom cameo or in a movie. And this was also really useful to the public image of Donald Trump because, you know, what happened to him at the end of the 80s was that his businesses ran into a lot of business trouble.
Right.
And, you know, went through bankruptcies. And his job, you know, essentially became to play the character Donald Trump, you know, in the media, on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, because that kept the brand Trump alive because it was so tied to his persona and that public performance. His job basically became to become the mascot of himself.
So the perception of his wealth was far more important to Americans than the reality of his finances.
And he understood, you know, from the beginning, and I think this is just, you know, his key insight, that symbolism is incredibly subconsciously powerful to people. It is more important to look like the biggest businessman in New York than it is to be the biggest businessman in New York.
Critics of the administration like to call it the Trump show, as if the presidency were in total a performance. And it has a lot of that feel, right? But do you think that Donald Trump has been successful in manipulating the media as president?
I think he has been successful in getting the attention of the media as president. You know, one thing that he is very successful at is just knowing what stimulates a camera and what keeps the red light of the camera on.
Segment 1.
From The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Sex and the City, for years, Trump was an undisputed icon of money and power in pop culture. A new book by New York Times chief TV critic James Poniewozik looks at how television enabled Trump's political rise.
He had this fantastic instinctual sense to zero in on this change that was happening in the zeitgeist. You know, Ronald Reagan got elected. There's sort of a move away from the populism of the 70s to materialism, and it's okay to want things again. And Madonna's making the Material Girl video. And there's a real opportunity for somebody to become that sort of broad pop culture cartoon of, you know, I'm big and I'm successful and I'm living large and I'm not ashamed of it.
Segment 2.
And he embraced that fully and became sort of a media star doing that.
And Hollywood bought what he was selling. I mean, so much so that, as you describe in the book, they would create opportunities for him to show up in cameos to just represent richness and wealth in New York in particular.
Because once you sort of, you know, create yourself as the symbol of New York rich guy, that makes you a useful shorthand that, you know, people can use if they need somebody to appear, yeah, in a sitcom cameo or in a movie. And this was also really useful to the public image of Donald Trump because, you know, what happened to him at the end of the 80s was that his businesses ran into a lot of business trouble.
Right.
And, you know, went through bankruptcies.
Segment 3.
And his job, you know, essentially became to play the character Donald Trump, you know, in the media, on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, because that kept the brand Trump alive because it was so tied to his persona and that public performance. His job basically became to become the mascot of himself.
So the perception of his wealth was far more important to Americans than the reality of his finances.
And he understood, you know, from the beginning, and I think this is just, you know, his key insight, that symbolism is incredibly subconsciously powerful to people. It is more important to look like the biggest businessman in New York than it is to be the biggest businessman in New York.
Segment 4.
Critics of the administration like to call it the Trump show, as if the presidency were in total a performance. And it has a lot of that feel, right? But do you think that Donald Trump has been successful in manipulating the media as president?
I think he has been successful in getting the attention of the media as president. You know, one thing that he is very successful at is just knowing what stimulates a camera and what keeps the red light of the camera on.